is the 1024 Ranch, starring your radio and screen favorites, Dick Foran, Martha Mears, and the Sons of the Pioneers. Transcribed and brought to you by your Dr. Pepper bottler and the thousands of Dr. Pepper dealers from coast to coast.
And here's Dick Foran to sing for you.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. The light of the glittering stars. Have I sat here amazed and asked as I gazed if their glory exceeds that of ours? Home, home on the range, where the deer and seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Well done.
Thanks, boys, thanks. And now let's go from the sagebrush to the sage. Come in, Art Gilmore.
Thanks, Dick. And friends, have you ever stopped to think how important you are? Yes, you. In the work you're doing in your home, office, field, or factory, you are vitally important to Uncle Sam. If your effort slackens, the job of winning this war is delayed. Production slumps caused by fatigue are costly. Now, it's natural to tire between meals, but nature has an answer. When tired, eat. Of course, you eat wisely and well at mealtime, but it's important to eat just as wisely between meals. At 10, 2, and 4 o'clock, get the quick help of energy food in liquid form. Drink your bite to eat. That's exactly what you do when you drink a bottle or a glass of Dr. Pepper. Know the delight of this liquid bite. It's such a help and such a pleasure. Get yours daily at 10, 2, and 4 o'clock. Time out for Dr. Pepper is time gained for Uncle Sam.
I've got the blues, chuck wagon blues. Threw away my boots, started wearing shoes. Turned my old paint pony out to graze. I'm getting too old to ride these days. I'll stay by the range, got nothing to lose. I've got the blues, chuck wagon blues.
Left my home in Tennessee back in 59.
Giddy up, roll along, chuck wagon.
Started west on the Santa Fe line, didn't have a dime.
Giddy up, roll along, chuck wagon.
Judge Foghorn, that the name of that is Chuck Wagon Blues.
Huh? Well, Miss Peggy always figuring on renaming that one.
Oh, no.
I thought I'd call it Way Out West Where Men Are Tough. The steers are really smart enough. And the price of beef is so darn high, they're sprouting wings and trying to fly. Boogie woogie.
Thank you.
Boy, you're not kidding there, Foghorn. Why, I know one old steer that tried to sprout two tails. He heard the price of beef was going up like a P-38.
Yeah, truthful. And now that we've got meatless days, I'm going to write a song entitled, oh, where's my little dog gone? He must have known it was Meatless Tuesday Blues.
That's really honey.
Yes, ma'am, truthful Walter Wenzel Jones, bringing you the 10-2-4 party line news of the day.
Pick up your receivers, folks.
Hello, Buttercup.
Flash, Lloyd Ferryman, the tenderfoot cowhand of the 10-2-4, has announced that he will be unable to help me with my victory garden next spring. Lloyd is one of them there scientific youngsters, you know, and he says, last year after he figured out the botanical name of all the things I was raising, and then figured out the zoological names of the insects that was eating them, and then figured out the chemical names of the stuff that it took to kill the insects, well, that just didn't leave him no time at all for punching cattle.
Porque yo quiero no de coahuila que será de valientes que por un beso me amame a la dicha roba mi calma. Ay, 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 pierde ilusiones porque a tu lado se alegra cielito lindo los corazones. Ay, 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 pierde ilusiones porque a tu lado se alegra cielito lindo los corazones.
Well, all you folks from coast to coast, it's time to drink our weekly toast. So get the Dr. Pepper out. I'll tell you what it's all about. Let's drink a toast to our waves and wax, our uniform gals. And I don't mean in slacks.
Oh.
They used to worry about lipstick and hose and whether the powder was on their nose. But now there's more important work, and these here gals ain't prone to shirk. So here's to you, gals. Keep up the fight. Say, Captain, how's for a date tonight?
Well, Shakespeare, I didn't think you'd ever do it. Admit that women are really important in this war. Good for you.
Well, Miss Peggy, you're running a ranch, and that's a pretty important branch of fighting a war, supplying the meat that all the soldiers need to eat.
You got that.
And you're singing hips on the home front, too. So, boss, Let's hear one now from you,
eh? Fair enough. If it's a song you want, here it is.
All through the night, the prairie sings a lullaby. Holy A, holy I, holy A. And there's an echo from the sky. Sleep on, my child. Holy A, holy A, holy A. And to the hearts that fail in the winning of the West, she sings her sweetest song and holds them gently to her breast. Holy A, holy the prairie sings her lullaby. The night is still, the stars are bright, the moon is low, and so.
Alphabet titles are common, sometimes meaningless. But here's one that means plenty to Dr. Pepper Company, to its more than 400 bottlers, and incidentally to you. It's called DPSSH. That is short for Dr. Pepper Standard of Sanitation and Hygiene. And I assure you, it's plenty strict. Dr. Pepper Company is conscious always that Dr. Pepper is a food for human consumption. In the manufacture of Dr. Pepper syrup, the finest ingredients are compounded under rigid hygienic conditions. It's required that bottles be sorted, soaked, sterilized, scrubbed, and rinsed. Water is purified. The finished product must pass inspection. Bottled Dr. Pepper is as perfect as our skill, will, conscience, and scientific protection can make it. But Dr. Pepper Company doesn't stop there. At frequent intervals, random samples purchased from retail coolers are laboratory tested to further assure protection. When you or your children choose Dr. Pepper, you may enjoy it with confidence that it's good, clean, wholesome, and safe.
For now, folks, but we'll be seeing you.
Dick Foran appears on the 1024 Ranch through the courtesy of Universal Pictures, the Sons of the Pioneers by arrangement with Republic Studios. Martha Mears is Miss Peggy, and this is Art Gilmore wishing you good luck and good going with Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4.
And remember to buy all you can of Uncle Sam's war bonds and stamps. Bye.